The first few weeks weren't the best, but after the weekend's big blue 2-0 win, which makes it your second of the season, you've now climbed to sixth on the ladder.
Yeah, it is what it is, I guess. We're progressing, so I knew from day one it would take us some time, so I wasn't too stressed about our results the first 3 weeks because performances weren't that bad. It was just getting the team gelling, considering it's a complete new team. So I wasn't fussed about that. I knew time would tell. And saying that, we still haven't proven anything. Yes, six is okay, but we're not gunning for six. We're gunning for a lot higher, so slowly and surely.
What's kind of led to the turnaround?
We've had, for a lot of reasons, broken up sort of pre-season. I think a lot of the clubs would have, I'm presuming, just the way it's structured and where players are. So, and I'm sort of a coach that I've actually got a specific style, so it's going to take a while for the girls to gel and understand it and get a fluency together. So, you know, my words to the girls early on, before we even played a game, was by December we'll be flying. Before that, don't be frustrated. It takes time to get to where we are, especially the way I do things. But once you get there, we'll be in a very solid position as a team and understanding each other. So, you know, it's worked for me in the past, and it's slowly getting there now. I'm not going to say it's done, because once you say that, things fall apart. But it's progressing well, so I'm happy where it is at the moment.
And looking back at the weekend's game, what were all of the positives that came out of that match?
Oh, there's positives and negatives. I think positive is we, one, didn't concede a goal, which is important. Two, we scored two comfortable goals. We dominated again, so it's another game we dominated, which is good. So we're continuously dominating games and showing, you know, that we're controlling games. But from a negative point of view, again, we seem to concede a couple of chances when we do dominate, or we don't put teams away. As an example, Lisa scored after we had a chance off the line cleared. So we cleared a corner off the line. It's 1-0 at that stage. They scored 1-1, but 5 seconds later, Lisa obviously scores a cracker. So to concede a goal at 1-1 when we should have been 3 or 4-0 up, that's not a good place to be. So we need to start to be a bit more ruthless.
And speaking of Lisa, she considers her goal pretty normal, just, you know, running half the pitch and then getting past the keeper. And I think it's even the goal of round six. What part did Lisa play? And did you think that when you recruited Lisa, she would be that experienced player that could help the players on and off the pitch?
Yeah. I've known Lisa for a while and we get along like a house on fire. With a mutual respect, so I wouldn't have brought Lisa if I thought any different. We had a good chat beforehand. We've got young players in the team. So, I definitely knew that she would fit in well and do what she does on the field and off the field. It took her a little bit of time as well, and still, you know, she hasn't gelled 100% with the team. But, you know, what she did on the weekend proves what she is, and that's what she brings that no one else can. But more importantly than that, she brings this drive to training. She's actually, the more she's matured, is actually driving other youngsters and being supportive in a supportive way and asking them to have high standards and expectations. So she's special for me in a lot of ways. But if she scores like that every week, that comes in handy too, you know. But as soon as she actually picked up the ball, I turned around to the assistant and said, she's going to score. And you know, 60 metres later, she did. So I've seen it a million times. So. But she did it so well. Everything she did was actually spot on. So.
All class there. And You've got a new goalkeeping signing all the way from the US, Aubrey Bledsoe. How much of an impact did she have on the weekend in her first match for Sydney FC?
Enormous. We've struggled with corners and crosses. Again, like I said, we had one or two opportunities there. We could have maybe in the past conceded, but she handled it quite well. To come off the plane maybe 4 or 5 days earlier, she fit in with the team immediately, which is a huge, huge bonus, which is something you don't know until you get someone here. So football-wise, I knew she was excellent, but you just don't know how she'll fit in, and she fit in like a house on fire. And she stays with Emily Sonnet, so that's a bonus for us, and they seem to really be enjoying themselves. And but she's world class, so it's probably one of the best buys or purchases we've made. And what that also does is help Sham along to improve her game and have competition for places. And that was the only place where we really didn't have competition. Everywhere else, you know, we've got players missing out who are internationals from the weekend's game, as an example. But that's going to help the team in the long run.
Yeah, so Ante, do you think that Aubrey was almost that missing piece?
I don't want to be disrespectful to Sham, but she has got more experience probably than Sham. She's 26 years old, been around the traps, played at, for the national junior teams. At the moment, our weakest link was crosses and corners, so maybe yes, from default, she has been. She's the missing link, but time will tell how that goes. But she is outstanding. She's got a lot more than I thought she would have. You know, even distribution, as soon as she catches it, she releases, and that suits our game. So it just adds another dimension. So potentially, yes, but again, you know, I believe in everyone in the team. Sham has missed her spot at the moment, but, you know, I've got belief in her too. So, you know, yeah, it's tough to say it's a missing link, but, you know, a lot of the players, all the players are important.
Speaking of all of the young players now, there are so many exciting ones coming through, you know, like Remy Simpson and also Princess Abini and then young Angelique. How have you been working with them over the past couple of weeks?
Yeah, well, from day one, I'm probably good with the youngsters because I'm, you know, giving a bit of confidence, I presume. I think I trust them. I'm a big believer in young players that, you know, they can do a job. They just need opportunity. So if you support them, you know, they'll do fine. Obviously, they're going to make mistakes here and there. But you know what? If they're good enough, they'll play. I actually wish our team wasn't as strong as it is now. So last month we've built a very strong team with a lot of experience. And sadly, what that does is limits maybe a lot of opportunity for some of these youngsters. So, you know, Taylor Ray is a good example who I'm desperate to put her in. I just don't know where. Do I drop Letty, Teresa or Chloe? Mm. You know, so and she's only 15, but she's good enough to play in the W League easily. So once people see her, they'll be shocked how mature and good of a player she is. So I'm desperate to play these girls. It's just a matter of also balancing the team and understanding, okay, there might be a time for them in due course, but yeah, you know, Remy's a star. Prince has been around a long time. Julia Vignes has shown her qualities when she's come on, and she was unlucky to miss out on the weekend. So these players, yeah, they know I rate them, and I know I'm going to give them opportunities. I wish I could give them more, to be honest.
Mm. Is Taylor a train on?
No, she's a scholarship player, so she's got opportunities to play. And again, I'm just finding the right time to put her in. And potentially that's this weekend. So it's a real tough one, to be honest. And like I said, it's great for me and the club, but I think I've built too strong of a team because all 22 or 23 can play. You know, again, on the weekend we had Cooper on the bench and with Lena, I think Ange was on the bench. Then we had Suter and Tegan Allen not even in the squad. Mm. So the youth international is not there. So it's a tough thing from my end to keep everyone happy, but it's probably impossible to do. But, yeah, I do want to play the youngsters. And Taylor is probably the next cab off the rank for that.
Do you feel, like, pressure to put the young ones on, like, in that respect? Do you think that there's, like, a time limit? Or because they are so young, can you afford to kind of give them a run maybe down the track in the future?
Yeah, there's no pressure. My pressure's on myself. I think I need to do it. I'm a believer in Australian players. Mm. If I don't do it, who's going to do it? I don't think many clubs do it. There's one or two that do by default, I guess, because they just don't have a strong squad. But Sydney FC is such a strong squad. If these youngsters play with Lisa, and they probably won't play regularly because we are powerful in a lot of areas. You know, I'm not going to drop Chloe Legazzo for a Taylor because Chloe's a superstar at the moment. But I do feel an obligation, one, because it's just me. I think they deserve a chance. One, they're good. Two, they're good enough. I wouldn't be just putting them in willy-nilly, but they're actually good enough. So you can ruin people by not giving them opportunities or just sitting them for 2 or 3 years not getting a run. So, you know, I was a youngster one time and I got an opportunity, so I always, and I've done it already with a lot of youngsters in my time of coaching, and a lot of them are in the A-League now. So I think it's it just helps them grow and keep confident and develop and see light at the end of the tunnel. So, yeah, I think there's a need for it. No, they don't have to play every single game, but they need to get a taste and see what it's about and learn from it.
Just on that youth development aspect, do you think the W League is possibly better than the A League at bringing more of the younger players into first team action?
Yeah, I think it is, but I think, again, it could be excuse me, could be maybe by default, could be because you know, some clubs aren't paying a lot of money to players in a sense, or haven't built real strong squads, or so there might just be kids there who are there and you know, they just throw them in because they're around, I guess. But I think it needs to be a bit better than that and a bit more thought behind it. But in saying that, yes, there's a lot more youngsters in the W League. I think there could still be a lot more. There's a lot in squads, but they don't seem to get a good run. So that's probably something. But in saying that, there's a few clubs that do play them. Melbourne Victory is obviously one. And they probably have to, I guess, because that's one where probably they don't have the strongest squad at the moment. But yeah, I think a lot of clubs can probably do more in terms of that. But yeah, it's a lot better than A-League, without doubt. That's not saying much, is it?
No.
Not getting a run.
Yeah, no, and it's almost probably too because the A-League is so competitive. Like, not saying that the W-League isn't, but the A-League, you've got players from all around the world competing for positions.
Well, that's sort of happening at W-League now. And I'm going to use City as an example, and hope I don't say too much, but they've got some good youngsters in their squad, but I've rarely seen them play. But they're such a powerful team, and probably the expectation as well, even though most other clubs have got expectation, but they don't. They really turn to their youngsters when, you know, my mindset is I'll turn to my youngsters if I have to, and I'll back them as well. So, and we're quite a strong squad. So I guess as clubs are different, coaches are different. I'm happy to take any bullets if I have to, if the kids don't do well, because I think the bigger picture is more important.
Do you think generally that's like a little bit of a stigma? Coaches are just more fearful of playing a younger player who's inexperienced, but whereas yourself and even I see it, these players are desperate to get a chance, and whenever they do get minutes, they're just so young and hungry that they really, most of the time, show everyone else up.
Yeah. They're, like I said, they're excellent. Again, I wouldn't put someone in there if I didn't think they could do a job. So all these kids that have come on, you know, I've had, you know, on the weekend, Ange did a great job coming on. The week before, they changed the game for me. So, it is. Yeah, coaches obviously want to win. Some are worried about the youngsters. You know, that's up to them. Well, one big issue potentially in women's football, probably in men's too, is you do have experienced players. A lot of coaches won't drop those experienced players, fearful of maybe repercussions within the team. Again, I'm probably strong-minded and happy to take that gamble, I guess. But, you know, I'm willing to drop players if they aren't doing the job and put the youngsters in. That's just, I call it football. And life, there's nothing personal with it. And some of the players are sort of realising that now. And I'm not going to say it's always been smooth sailing, but I'll always be honest and forthright and you know, be consistent with my actions. And if that's playing the youngsters, that's playing the youngsters. But it is tough. You know, sometimes it is tough, especially when you do have a big, strong squad and the other players are sort of looking at, well, are you playing them and not me, kind of thing. So, but, yeah, again, I always look to play the youngsters. And the oldies as well. We've got Lisa, she's playing.
Yeah. She's still going.
Yeah, that's right.
No slowing her down.
No.
Is there some sort of uniformity? I know you've obviously worked as the Mini Matildas or the Junior Matildas head coach and in that national team setup. But is there some sort of uniformity in how, like, the W League should be played to fit in with what Stadge is working on?
There's none at all. I don't think there should be. End of the day, that's a national team. The clubs are clubs. They do their own thing. Stads is now within his own environment because he's had it so long. And again, being an ex-player, I sort of understand this. The player should be good enough to switch from one to another style or whatever system or culture. And you can actually see that. Once they're with the Matildas, they seem to click back into what Stadgers wants them to do.
Yeah.
I sometimes have to get that out of them in terms of what we're trying to do. They're a little bit different in certain bits where players might be, you know, defending, for example, go flying out to defend for something rather than tucking in or as a example. But yeah, there's no uniformity there. No, that's clubs can do or coaches can do what they want and so can Stadge. But, you know, once the girls are with Stadge, you can see they click into what he wants. Mm. Once they're out into clubs, they do what the club coaches or teams want.
And as I mentioned, you've worked with the junior Matildas and the mini Matildas. Do you think there's any issues with, you know, the next ones coming through?
Again, I don't know if we're going to have 20 good ones, for example, coming through for every age group. We've not had that for a long time. But we'll always have our five or six outstanding ones and a solid group. And that's okay for me. We haven't qualified yet. We're getting closer.
Yep.
But again, my big issue is that, you know, even while I was there and even with Gary recently, they have probably a little bit more prep. If we actually afforded our girls a bit of time and preparation, we'll get through, regardless of what our girls, you know, levels are. Because at the moment, it's a solid level, but we're losing 2-1 to, and again, I can't remember the results of them, but I'll use my results, 2-1 to a China, 2-0 to a Japan, 1-0 to a South Korea, when we've had 7 sessions, 7 days compared to 6 months. So that, you know, logic tells me that give our girls a month, 2 months, 3 months, we'll qualify. So hopefully that happens at FFA. I know there's issues there. Might not happen for a while, but the only other thing, flip side, you can do is maybe the member federations work more on potential national team players and get them fit to a level and technically to a level, but it's obviously not team training, it's more individual.
Yeah.
So there could be things they can look at, but yeah, I think our girls are okay. The quality coming through is fine. Maybe not the depth of quality, but we'll always have our 4 or 5 exceptional girls that will push for Matildas eventually, which makes our Matildas strong for another 10, 20 years.
So do you think if we can't get the junior Matildas or the young Matildas in for camps regularly before big tournaments, that having, you know, Matildas scattered around in all of these different W League clubs is helping them to get that exposure and work with those really experienced players?
Yeah, the girls are going to get better, without doubt. You even saw the 19s now. So a lot of our young ones, I've got a couple of 15, 16-year-olds, they'll all get better. They'll all be in the 19s next time, and they'll be a strong squad. Again, the thing is, unless they have 3 or 4 months together as a team to learn how to defend together, to learn how to break down an opposition, if you don't know how to defend together against Japan, you're going to cop 4, 5, 6, 7 goals, regardless of how good you are as an individual. So it's not necessarily just being a good individual, it's team dynamics and how do you deal with things like that when Japan are moving all over the place and you don't know what's happening. So yeah, it's a big picture, but the players individually are going to get better. Our players are good. It's just as a team we're not gelled and unified, you know, and that's not their fault at all, or the coach's probably fault.
And Ante, just touching back on the W League, where to now for Sydney FC? What are your goals for the rest of the season?
Oh, I don't want to lose a game. that's my goal. Realistically, I don't know if that's realistic, but every game we play, you know, we've given 3 away at the start of the year, so that's enough presence, I think. But we're looking okay. At the end of the day, I'll just keep us on our toes, and we need luck. Every team needs luck. We've had a little bit in the last 1 or 2 weeks as well, you know, scoring the last minute against City. So we're definitely not where we want to be. We're working towards it. And again, I'll use, like I said to the girls, mid to late December we'll be flying and then we'll see what happens. But yeah, we're obviously gunning to keep winning and developing and getting better, and see what happens after that.
How was it to beat Melbourne City, the reigning champions?
It was huge for us. It was actually enormous. I was a little bit worried about that game for a few reasons. One, because as confident as I am in my mind, when you lose three games, it's second nature for people to doubt themselves. And the girls, I think, were a little bit worried, especially after losing against Canberra, where we, you had something like 22 shots before and we lost. So sometimes you do think, oh, things are against us, and when will it change? And we had that little bit of luck against City, even though I thought we outplayed them. But we still conceded two goals, and all our goals were bombs. So, but it was fantastic. It's something that brought the team together, and now with two wins under our belt, you can see the relaxed atmosphere compared to the tense one, which is important as well, especially when you're trying to build something. You don't want people tense every week. But again, what I said to the girls was to go through what we did, to lose three games, to have this pressure for people to start talking about us being not so good and not going to do anything, to get out of that to a degree. I'm not going to say we're 100% out of it, but to get out of it to a degree actually makes us stronger than others, because others haven't gone through it or haven't had to. So for us to go through it so early, I think makes us a dangerous team.
Oh, definitely. And it no doubt would have given the team a huge confidence boost beating City and getting that as the first win for the season. But you can see the real aggression in players like Remy and even Lisa and Amy Harrison. Like, she's always having some fantastic shots on goal, but they just haven't been going in. And yeah, no, I'm happy for you, and I'm happy that the team is now on the up.
Yeah, it's good. I think a strong Sydney is a good for the league as well, to be honest, from a non-coach point of view. I think it's important and probably good for Stats too, because there's a lot of good young players in the team, and hopefully some of them can push to the Asia Cup team in, I think it's April, next April. So, so I'm trying to help out individuals too. But yeah, we're slowly progressing, like I said, and hopefully we can continue.
Ante, thank you so much for joining me. It's been a pleasure to chat to you.
No problems. Thanks, Louise.